Hey guys, welcome to another edition of Coffee with Coach. How was the bye week? You rested up?
Yep, it was caught up on my sleep. Got a chance to spend some time with the family and came back ready and ready to go for the Green Bay Packers.
Nice. Well, it is Salute to Service Week, and you have a pretty personal connection to the military.
Yeah, my dad, served 20 years, and he was a Navy SEAL when nobody knew what Navy SEALs were. He was in the very first class of the SEAL team when they made the transition from UDT, which is Underwater Demolition Team, better known as the Frogmen. So I grew up with him having three tours in Vietnam. He would spend 6 months away, and all the moms in the area, we hung out. It was a little bit like coaching, yeah. From the standpoint of the families got really close while the dads were away, and really great respect for the service and the fighting and risk that they take for our freedoms.
So it's pretty special to play at Soldier Field then.
No doubt.
Every time you get the chance to.
I get choked up every time I watch a soldier come out of that tunnel. And,
mm-hmm. Me too. You know, it's my favorite part of the game.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, it's unique.
It's also Bears-Packers week.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta love that rivalry.
Yeah, it's it was new to me. This is my third season here. And, no matter what rookie class has been, I think they get the gravity of what it means to our fans. And, we're so close that even, fans close by, what it means for that rivalry and, the oldest rivalry in the NFL. So, but they get it this second time around. Our rookie class this year gets it even more. I got to interrupt, though. I just kind of noticed something on your hand.
Yeah,
real. What is that about?
It's real.
My man did pretty good.
He did okay.
Yeah. You're pretty demanding.
Yeah, I had an exciting bye week, yeah. I guess.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
That's exciting news.
Thank you very much.
And you wear it well.
Thanks. Yeah, we were out in San Francisco. And
Wow, so he really did it right.
Yeah, I went to my parents' first date spot.
Really?
Yeah, so it was pretty cool.
See? Guys are pretty clever these days.
They are.
I wasn't quite that clever when I
Oh, come on. I bet you. Where did you propose?
Oh, gosh. It was probably in the middle of the season. I was coaching football at Iowa State in 1984. And I just kind of said, hey, I'm not going to have a whole lot of time. We're going to have to plan this about 4 months out. And how about we get married? And sure enough, we did.
And she knew what she was signing up for. Here you are.
I don't think she quite knew.
How many seasons later?
Well, because we've made it in February, which would have been the off season, and then I took a job with the LA Express, which was a spring league, and we got married the day before our opening game. So we got married on a Saturday, jumped on a plane to LAX, drove her to the LA Coliseum. I went down to the locker room to get ready for the game, and I left her to go find the coach's wives and watch a football game.
Some things never change,
No, she's a trooper.
All right, well, good luck Sunday. Thanks for hanging out. We'll see you guys next week.